We take up the cross, August 31. Dying thief accepts Christ as his Savior. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Luke 23:42. To the last of his work, Christ is a sin-bearer. At deepest midnight, as the star of Bethlehem was about to sink into oblivion, lo, there shines amid the moral darkness with distinct brightness of faith of a dying sinner as he lays hold upon a dying Savior. Such faith may be represented by the 11th hour laborers who receive as much reward as do those who have labored for many hours. The thief asked in faith, in penitence, in contrition. He asked in earnestness, as if he fully realized that Jesus could save him if he would. And the hope in his voice was mingled with anguish as he realized that if he did not, he would be lost, eternally lost. He cast his helpless, dying soul and body on Jesus Christ. He had heard Pilate declare, I find no fault in him, John 19:4. He had marked his godlike bearing and his pitying forgiveness of his tormentors. Among the passers-by, he hears many defending Jesus. He hears them repeat his words and tell of his works. The conviction comes to him that this is the Christ. When condemned for his crime, the thief had become hopeless and despairing. But strange, tender thoughts now spring up. He calls to mind all he has heard of Jesus. He has heard the words of those who believed in Jesus and followed him weeping. The Holy Spirit illuminates his mind, and little by little a chain of evidence is joined together. In Jesus, bruised, mocked, and hanging upon the cross, he sees the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Hope is mingled with anguish in his voice as the helpless dying soul casts himself upon a dying Savior. Quickly the answer came. Soft and melodious the tone, full of love, compassion, and power the words, Verily I say unto thee today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. To the penitent thief came the perfect peace of acceptance with God.